Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get with it. Hold on. Sorry about that, guys, but I ain't nasty. I just can't talk with my mouth. I mean, with my nose and shit all stopped up. Choices. Choices are there for you to make. Or choices will make the... Will answer themselves, period, by life. You know, one of the reasons that I've lived so long is I process shit in real time. Now, for instance, these shootings at churches and at schools and anywhere where people gather, I mean, that shit has really affected me. It's kind of made me into a hermit. I hardly ever leave my house. And when I do, I go somewhere I don't need to get out of my car. I mean, do I want to guess where the next fool is going to be shooting at? Or do I just say, fuck it? Actually, I say, fuck it. I know me, and I do what I think. But right now, I am thinking to be safe. I never played safe in my life. But that's because I always knew where my problems were coming from. 925, I see you, man. What's up?
What to do, Unc? Bouncing off your idea about, oh, not your idea, but you talk about shooting. What do you think it is that's, like, influencing dudes around my age, like 18, 25, up to 25, to be violent and, like, get on this type of timing? Like, I feel like it's almost something that's going on globally.
Do me a favor, nationwide. Wait. Do me a favor. Give me 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I was heat cupping, man, and I wasn't going to be in danger, so I had to go get some water. But you ain't going to believe my answer, man. I heard your question.
Man, I didn't hear it.
Okay, listen. First and foremost, people do what they're used to doing. No one's used to pulling out a gun and shooting motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
So if that's the case, why are the young motherfuckers doing it? You can't think of any reason? Or do you have an idea of a reason or what?
I have an idea. I say rap has an influence, but I don't know if rap has that big an impact where it has people feeling that they should step outside and go kill people.
Okay, listen to me, bro. Media. Media is the reason.
Media.
Listen to me, bro. The rap is one. The only movie you want to watch is one where they killing and doing all kind of motherfucking illegal ass shit. The only movie that's good is the one about criminals making fucking moves on the government or whoever. And the only fun you have is when you playing a game where you killing whoever the fuck goddamn in your way. Now, you going to tell me this shit is not affecting how motherfuckers think?
Absolutely. And then I can say also with it, some of these people become famous, and people look to get famous and rich, so I'm guessing that also plays a part, too.
Well, wait. You don't want to detail what's making what happen. You just want to understand and see what happens or what's happening. And what I'm saying is, what's happening is people are doing what they're used to. Period. If the motherfuckers spend time blowing motherfuckers up, killing motherfuckers, running motherfuckers over for points, if they spend their time doing that, their mentality is going to drift towards that. If your mentality is shooting any motherfucker that don't fucking agree with you, not for points, but because they don't agree and you just want to kill them, that's fucking how you're going to drift towards thinking. No one believes that. But it's true. So what my answer is, what's making, you know, people, youngsters, do this crazy shit is media. Think about this, man. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think a video game is possible that don't have violence in it, that don't have you doing some illegal bullshit, that have you doing shit that's good for the community and for the country? Do you think that video would sell?
But as a video game player, and a lot of my friends play, there's only one game that doesn't have that, and that's NBA 2K. Everything else is killing, robbing, doing some type criminal activity.
You didn't answer my question, man. Give me an answer.
Yeah.
You think that video that has no killing, none of that, would be a viable video to blow up or get big? You see that?
I do see it. I say yes. That can't have. That does have an effect.
Let me ask you this then, man. Why haven't any of these absolutely fantastic mental fucking technologists, motherfuckers know everything? How come they haven't invented that game?
How come they haven't invented that game? Because they can.
You just say, bro, they can invent it, but it ain't going to sell. Because what sells is you imagining being this motherfucking sniper shooting somebody on top of a building that's holding this woman hostage. Your mentality does not tell you to save a kid that's finna walk out in the street. Your mentality is for the excitement of whatever happens as far as to this person. And unless something happens horrible to this person, you're not going to, you know, progress. Now, the person is progressing, or the what do you call the motherfuckers?
Game developer?
No. The emoji or the person that's in the game that's doing the shit, they don't get hurt. But in order for them not to get hurt or killed, they have to hurt and kill every motherfucker they see.
Man.
Do you see how that mentality can translate into reality?
Yes, at a micro level for sure. Like, I can see. That happened to me yesterday, and a dude randomly came up to me, bumped my shoulder. I was off him like, damn, bro, and he's ready to fight. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to fight.
Yeah, man, listen.
So, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, but see, the way you see it and how you just took it in was on a micro level when it's not on a micro level. It's on a blown out, all over the place motherfucking level. Just like these guns, motherfucker shooting every motherfucker, man, it ain't hardly a big deal or hard to see that if you keep motherfuckers from getting to this kind of shit, it'll eliminate the shit we going through. But...
Well, it's too easy to get to it. It's too easy to get to it.
But I'm telling you, it's only easy because there's no fucking rules. So the gun community... They want to talk about what's right, their right. You do. It is your fucking right to have a gun. But isn't it my right to feel like I can go to goddamn Wendy's and not worry about some motherfucker coming in there shooting me because they got this fucking gun that can shoot 150 people in 2 seconds? What about my rights?
No, for real.
Bro, that's just how shit is, man. I'm glad you asked these questions, man. That was actually some dope. I got to get to this next person, though. 630, what's up?
Hey, what's poppin' with you, Rosebud, man?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. So I read a book every day to help me with my conversation, but I'm still, I need more help, you know what I'm saying, to sweep a bitch with my conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, don't you see that, all right, haven't you saw that reading a book every day ain't gonna fucking help you with your conversation?
Right, right.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Do you subscribe to the theory of doing the same thing over and over and over makes you fucking stupid if you expecting something to change? Do you subscribe to that?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why the change I'm trying to make is talking to you, man. That's the change.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. Let me get to my point. My point is this. You doing the same shit over and over and over, and you're expecting a different result. So you have to accept that you're crazy, or you have to accept that you're doing the wrong shit. Now,
yeah.
I don't know which one you're going to accept, because people accept various things for various reasons. But my point is, until you decide what you're doing, you don't get to do nothing to look at. You're experiencing shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm following.
So what am I telling you to do? What am I suggesting that you do?
You're saying you got to change it up. You're doing the wrong thing. You got to do something different.
So what I'm saying, or what I'm asking you, is what am I suggesting for you to do?
Sure. You know, if I had to guess, I would say you probably talking about getting your course, joining your school.
Well, that's a good guess, but I am not talking about guessing.
All right, tell me then.
Bro, you need to wake the fuck up and stop doing the same shit, which would involve you dealing with Sidewalk University. Because the reason every one of you motherfuckers on here needs Sidewalk University is because you don't know how to be honest with yourself. You've been lying to yourself so much that when anything happens for any reason, you go with the lie you make yourself think. Because one thing for sure, I don't think you're stupid. Do you?
Nah.
So, if you understood that doing the same thing over and over, expecting a change in results, is absolutely stupid, would you do some shit like that?
No, I'm trying to make a change now.
Check it out. Listen to me, bro. So what I'm saying is once you realize the shit is stupid, at that moment, you're supposed to stop fucking with it. Do you agree with that?
Right.
So my point to you is right now, you know you've been doing the same shit over and over and over. So right now, you should decide to stop that bullshit. Now, if you need help, fuck with me at that Sidewalk University. If you don't need help, then just do what's right. It's that simple. You know you better than I know you. So if you think you can stand it, keep on doing the same shit and expecting different results.
Right. I hear what you're saying, man. So do you got like a tip? Like you know, I'm gonna join your school. Right now, my money low, but do you got a tip for my conversation?
Hey, man, what I'm saying to you is everything you tripping on can be addressed, and it could be in your field of play, and you can handle it because you'll learn how. Right now, you're just dealing with it best you know how, and you do it over and over and over and over doing the same shit. No, that ain't what's up, bro. I gotta get somebody up. 678, what's that happening?
Yo, what's up, bud? Just quick question.
6-7.
Yo, I gotta, so good. So as I'm becoming more successful in my life, like different aspects of my life, and women and friends and money and all that stuff, how do you suggest that I maintain and manage all of that? Because sometimes it could be hectic.
Excuse me. I suggest this. Stop asking motherfucking questions. Answer them. Fucking have a thought and answer it yourself. Dealing with what you know you do and how you know what you do affects your life. Quit needing me or people like me to give you instructions on how to live. Because even if you bring up a real situation that actually happened to you and I am able to give you some clarity on it, it ain't going to do you no good for the next goddamn thing that's going to happen to you unless it's the same thing.
Yeah,
what is
true.
The same thing in every instance of what could be the same thing in every instance is you moving on what you think. And you can't do that until you know you ain't bullshitting yourself. And all you motherfuckers that lie to yourself and make up all kind of bullshit, oh, I'm this, I'm that, blah, blah, blah. You can't do shit you think because you know you a fucking liar. That's life, bro.
Right.
910, what's up?
Peace, brother Bud. How you doing out there, big bro?
I think I'm doing good, but I might be 9. I don't know.
Well, only you know you. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing like the knowledge of self.
What's up?
Well, I saw this video before, man, where you was on the news, right? And you was with a news reporter, well, with a guy news reporter and a female news reporter. And you was doing everything you could not to demonstrate what they was trying to give the angle of how you came into the knowledge of yourself a black eye. And you was trying to be cool, like, nah, I ain't going to display all this on the news. But the lady kept fronting on you, and then you pulled out a couple angles and bust her in the head. Do you remember that news interview that you
did?
Hey,
bro, that was an interview in Lancaster. The brother and the woman, they was hosts of this show about the streets and how life is. And, yeah, I remember that interview.
Man, that was a beautiful demonstration of being humble but knowing who you are and executing on it. I mean, it was dope. It was dope. So I was trying to find that video because you was dropping so many jewels in there. That it's like a encyclopedia.
I'm going to look and see if I got it, but I don't think I have that video. I remember what you're talking about. It's on the internet somewhere.
I mean, it's not easy to find, you know, but I'll
see if I can find it. Because I really, I might have it. You know, I got a lot of shit I did. So I got to go through my archives.
Yeah, that was the gems in that one.
Hey, let me tell you something. Plus, what you guys did not see, because if you remember on that interview, I told that bitch, hey, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to catch your motherfucking ass right on this goddamn show. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah. See, I grew up with people.
Listen, Listen.
Hit me.
What you guys don't know is when I was getting ready to leave, we had finished all the shit, and I'm out the door finna go to my car, the bitch came out, and the bitch talked to me, and I think I put it up. I'm pretty sure it's in there. If you remember, you saw the bitch in my car with my top down riding off with me. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't see the video. I just heard the audio of it. But I could tell you had her glistening. She was glistening by the end of that shit. There's no question about that.
Hey, man, the cold part about it, she was a smart bitch, got this particular position. She ain't stupid enough to fuck with a pimp. And I say, if you talk to a pimp, you going to fuck with that motherfucker, or else you ain't going to talk to him.
But you done elevated from that life by that time you did that interview, right?
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, yes, you're right. You're seeing it perfectly. And that's how life is. If you stick to your guns and you believe what the fuck you saying, can't nobody tell you shit.
Hey, that's what being a man is. That's what being a man is.
That's what it is, bro. You got that 9-10. That's dope. Hey, listen, you guys. I'm an old motherfucker. And I ain't scared to be out. I'm just choosing to stay in. Now, how can that be good for me when I know staying in is going to kill me as much as that fucking unknown shooter would? Staying in is keeping me from being youthful. So I'm just saying, I get a lot of motherfucking alumni, and I get dudes who haven't even bought my course yet, but they're thinking about it. And what they have in common is a lot of them motherfuckers tell me they get faced with situations and can't decide what to fucking do. And they ask me, why is that? And I tell them, the reason you can't decide is that you and you're scared of what you think. You ain't got to believe me. But if not, you'll realize the decision ain't difficult. It is not difficult to make once you didn't decide what's going to benefit you most, which is why you should be selfish. At SWU, we learn the importance of your first thought. We learn the importance of your first thought on any situation. Your first thought is primal. Survival. It's a survival thought. It's the thought you have when there's nothing interfering with your decisions, unless you don't make one. Now, this is why it's crucial that you can trust your first thought on anything in life. And yeah, there's a chance you could be wrong. But me, I don't know about you, I'd rather suffer the consequences of my decision than suffer the consequences of not making a goddamn decision. I really don't like it when a motherfucker, especially alumni, ask me a question, and in that question they state several options they could have chosen. Most of you guys think something like that is you showing me that you're thinking, but it's not. It's showing me that you're a coward. What is the purpose of developing confidence if when you have options, you're afraid to decide on what's best for you? Remember, confidence ain't going to be making decisions for you. Confidence is only going to make you comfortable with your choices. But you do have to motherfucking choose. Now, at this point, when you choose and your choice is what was needed, you feel a surge. And believe it or not, sorry, you guys, I got to do it. And believe it or not, you're going to undoubtedly make the right choice thinking this way. But what do? When you come to a fork in the road and you're not sure which way to go. It's hard to decide which is the correct path, but in my book, either one I take is going to do. Because I know if I don't make a choice, I'm going to be stuck right here at the fork. Choices at time are difficult to make. But think about what happens if you don't make that damn choice. Most of the time you think about making changes. The initial information you get, make you think that seems to jump out whenever you see it. It feels things may just be all right. Then a few weeks later, you don't feel so sure. It's two things going on. First, that information is not that new anymore. It's not as sure to go about doing what you had to do when you started. But if you want what doing this shit has to offer, you got to push yourself to go at it. When it was new, you were keen on using it. But once you saw the work it takes to learn it, you backed off. And that's where your problem lives. Backing off when you should be tightening up and staying down. Secondly, you're only now seeing that you need to put a genuine effort in this shit you was thinking about getting. And unless you do, you're not going to get what's there for you. So you need to understand, new information got to marinate. Not long, but you surely can't grasp the meaning and the usefulness of it immediately. New information will sink in quickly, but it needs to settle into a motherfucker's environment before it shows its true value. When I get new information after understanding, I look for the best environment to try it out in. See, you take care of your hygiene every day so you can face the world fresh. I mean, that includes your mouth, your face, your hair, and your body should all face the world safe. I mean, excuse me, fresh. But aren't you forgetting something? Because all you guys do that. Before you leave, make sure you refresh your mental state, too. Do a quick weeding of your mental garden every morning to see how much better you feel about facing the day. Any form of hygiene works best if done on a daily basis. Who knows what's good about being opinionated. Somebody, come on here, tell me what's good about being opinionated. I know already got a beard. I've been through a long beard waiting on you motherfuckers. First and foremost, it's good to have an opinion on things going on. Secondly, it's even better to have an opinion that you're brave enough to voice, but you motherfuckers stop right there. That's only having an opinion. And when we all know opinions are like fucking assholes, everybody got one. You know, I'll be asking about shit. I asked about being opinionated. And being opinionated is not asking you, do you have an opinion? It's a totally different animal. Being opinionated means your opinion is all that matters to you. You do agree that other motherfuckers can have an opinion on your shit, but your dedication to your ideas makes it not register to you. 772. What's going on with you, bro?
Man, what's up, OG?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, blessed, man. I just want to touch on that opinion. What you talking about, the opinion? I feel like every man should got their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? We're having the foundation of being a man first. You know what I'm saying? I think you had talked about it. Three weeks ago, you did a podcast where you was talking about like the man in the earlier years. Like if you put 10 of them in the same room, all of them have the same standard information, but all of them were different. And I felt like that was real valuable because as a man, I believe that that's foremost, that you should want to be your own man by having your own opinionation. But at the same time, if you don't have a foundation of manhood first, your opinion at that point don't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I know what you're saying, man. What's your question?
Man, nah, I just wanted to chime in on that. That's it, big dog. That's all.
Well, bro, that was dope. I appreciate you.
Man, for sure, man. I'm gonna stay tuned in, big dog. You saving a lot of men out here, baby boy.
You know it, man. Hey, 404, what's up with you?
What's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Yeah, I was calling in to answer your question, but it sounded like the dude before me gave a good answer.
Come on, what's yours?
Well, my reason for being opinionated is a good thing because first, you got to be a strong-minded man to even be able to be opinionated. And two, you got to be able to trust yourself to be an opinionated person because an opinionated person ain't going to fall off their opinion because somebody else challenged you. So really,
Earl, all of that is true, and it should have taught you one thing. What do you think that is?
See, the only thing it taught me is to trust myself.
Well, listen, what it should show you is you don't give a fuck what somebody else say, especially if it's the same answer you have, because as you answer yours, you're going to add details and information that wasn't answered before, and you're going to sound like you sounded right now, totally correct. Fuck whatever somebody else said before you.
Yeah, I agree with you. As long as you said you don't give a fuck, I had to laugh because I've been that way all my life.
Big girl, that's what's up, man. Let me get the next caller. 217, what's happening? Wait a minute, shit, I missed you. 217, what's up?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying humidity in the Midwest. Sweating. No, I'm just, I was trying to understand. I saw Rosebud, and I was like, wasn't that the answer at the end of the movie?
You talking about some bullshit with Orson Welles. That ain't got nothing to do with no fucking movie.
Well, okay, where did Rosebud come from then?
It came from me. I made it up my goddamn self. You know what a Rosebud is?
It was not a toboggan at the end of Orson Welles.
No, fuck that Orson Welles bullshit. Do you know what a Rosebud is?
Literally or figuratively? Like, what were you talking about?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something, man. I can't fuck with you because you're scary. You a scary motherfucker, man. Answer the fucking question. What is a fucking rosebud?
A rosebud comes from a plant with thorns.
No, eventually... You know what a rosebud is? A blooming flower. It hasn't bloomed yet. It hasn't bloomed yet. But it has the potential to be the most beautiful rose in the motherfucking world. That's rose.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I was walking through the process.
You can't
of how
listen,
it.
Man. Stop. You can't say yes, I know, because I asked you and you didn't have a fucking answer.
Well, I was saying the thing before it happened, and then you said what happens after what I was going to say was going to happen. But yeah, same thing. The end result
is a
rose.
Okay, it's the same thing, man. What I'm saying is you believe that bullshit you believe, and I believe the bullshit I said. And we'll see who lives. Because that shit gonna get you killed, man. That fucking bullshit is not real, and it ain't no goddamn way you can make it real, because when you had the opportunity to make it real, you can't get overs, or whatever they call it, second chances. Oh, you can, but you shouldn't depend on them. I don't depend on no second chance. If I get one, fine. But I don't normally need a second chance, because my first thought, I'm moving on it. And I'm going to make it right, or it's going to be wrong. And I'm still going to be here tomorrow, because I can take me in wrong. I just know what to do about it. Do you?
Yeah. No, I move on gut feelings all the time.
All right, man. You know what I think about you? And I'm not being...
Probably something pretty mean.
I'm not being negative, man, but I don't fuck with people that be bullshitting. And you don't give a fuck what you say.
Everybody does bullshit. That's why we're not God.
Do what, man?
Everybody is full of shit. That's why we're not God.
Okay, man, if you want to believe that, you can believe that. But God is not the only motherfucker that's not full of shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
You'd be an angel if you weren't.
Hey, bro, there's a lot of people that's not full of shit. But if you don't believe that, you don't have to.
No. There's a difference there. No, people that are telling the truth, that's great. People that think they're telling the truth and end up lying all the time, that's a totally different thing. People are sinful creatures, my friend.
The thing about it, what you're saying right now, ain't got shit to do with what I said. You're just talking.
We're full of shit, aren't we?
You don't give a fuck what you're saying, man. You ain't talking about what I'm talking about. You talking about some bullshit to make what you think correct.
Humans are full of shit. We don't know
what we're talking about all the time.
All
right, man, be cool. I ain't got time to be listening to no crazy motherfucker like that. Being opinionated means your fucking opinion is all that matters to you. You do agree that other people can have an opinion, even on my shit, but my decision, my dedication to my ideas is what make it not even register to me, man. I don't be hearing this bullshit. If your opinion is more than likely, you done more than the average motherfucking person in your field. Most people who are opinionated are well-schooled. But the best opinionated person is the person who learned by trial and error, not by being formally educated. This motherfucker that was on the phone sounded like he's educated, and that's why he was saying what he's saying, because those are educated things to say. But they're not real-life things to say. Education, if your instructor ain't sharp, education can make you become dumbed down, because in many cases, education don't want you to think outside the box. The motherfucker who learned street shit had to think outside the box at all times so he can live. And if his opinions are anything, they're the guiding factors to his destiny. Most people's opinions are just that, in an opinion. My opinion, 9 out of 10 times, will be tied to my tenets and my personality. Therefore, it isn't something I take lightly. My opinions are part of my destiny. Today is the perfect time for you to decide you're no longer going to settle for what's left over after the feast. You need to make a decision. Today is the day you're going to feast like all kings do. Shit, you thinking about leaving that bitch, but something makes you want to give it another shot. The only way to do that and make it work is to look that bitch in her eyes and let her know you ain't having this shit no more. Of course, she's going to resist because you've been so soft. You've been so soft for so long she can't even imagine you standing up to her. But don't argue. Don't even fuss. Just let her know you're not having it anymore. Go catch the news. Then when she says something, look at her and don't answer. When she brings you your dinner, thank her and remain quiet. When you finish eating, be sure to compliment that bitch on her meal or her cooking, but remain quiet. When you get dressed for bed, tell that bitch good night and turn over and go to sleep. In the morning, you make sure you say hello and just go and go to work. But when you return from work, buy a couple of roses, a small card. And when you get home to the bitch, tell her, this is a new beginning, and I don't want to start over again. And this go-round, you call the goddamn shots. It's up to each of us to separate what makes us that unique motherfucker among so many seemingly sane men. All of you motherfuckers are grown, but how many of you are men? Men who do not shirk their responsibility to their kids, their job, or most importantly, to themselves. These are the individuals I want to hang with, because I know pretty is what pretty does. It's the same as you are who you hang out with. I speak with opinionated men. I hang out with opinionated fucking men. And I realize they're the only kind of man I like speaking with. Most men are sheep following the goddamn crowd. The sheep following the They're sheep following the crowd of weak men. And these motherfucking men haven't realized who they are. And they don't know why they are the spineless pieces of shit to women. Assertion is not dead, but there's a revival of its necessity. You have to be able to assert yourself today. Let's all stop worrying about shit and be about shit. I rule me. Who the fuck rule you? I see you motherfuckers are actually getting better with what you think. You're getting better with being brave enough to come on here and ask some questions. And I'm happy to see that you're learning what it is to be strong in your fucking conviction. And what's better is you really have convictions to your belief. Believing in yourself will have you complimenting yourself on your successes, because you know, or you should know, it's essential that you give yourself the due credit, because if you don't give it to you, who's going to give it to you? Because change is not easy to make when it's something you didn't think of. It's almost difficult to make. But that's because honesty is underrated. If you can't express it, you can't be it. So I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to be real. We can win together, or you can just be satisfied with my black ass winning. But most of you motherfuckers, let me put it in plain English. Sidewalk University is the truth. Just the way you know me is the way I conduct my classes. And guess what? The only thing I needed to learn was the correct way to explain the psychology of the assignments and the social impact of what it is you're doing, which is what I was concentrating on. Who benefits from me learning that shit? Both me and you. That's a win-win situation. Now, let's review how being down has looked out for me in the past month. First, you know about women, and I just don't see eye to eye. Then they usually break on me after a little while. I spend all of 1 second crying over spilled milk. A day or so later, I kid you not, some bitch is going to get at me, and I, like always, bite on that shit. Now, mind you, I haven't been a motherfucking, I haven't even recovered from the one bitch leaving. And here's another one at me. So after speaking with her, I decide to put my death grip on that bitch. And she sprung. At least I'm thinking she sprung. A little time go by, and I put the locks on through my conversation, and then I invite this bitch back to Las Vegas. Everything set, but the bitch don't show. That's where a lot of women I deal with come to realize what they're about to do when they're finna do it. And some of them don't do it. I'm always on my knees. So I'm out last night, getting my head together, fucking bitches, doing my thing, trying to catch assignments. It's rare, but it happens. And I see it's a cab, and when I get out of my car, let's go in my fucking house. That little bitch I wanted to come up here got out the cab. I looked at that little hoe and walked to my fucking door. The bitch was walking up to me with her bags, and I just turned and went in. She came to the door and said, I tried to fight it, but I couldn't. I'm here and I'm yours if you still want me. I looked at that little bitch and told her, shit, you too late. I'm off the market, man. When the bitch finally got the message, because I didn't want her to come in because I had this other bitch in the house. This bitch was 6'1", about like 3 or 4 inches taller than me. That bitch came in the front and said, oh, shit, I'm sorry, baby. I was thinking the little bitch better learn sign language and recognize the signs of a real man. The little bitch was all quiet, like she's supposed to be. And like, you know, the other bitch in there being strong like that made me real comfortable. Showing that little bitch the door. See, a lot of reasons I do the course in steps is because if I did it any other way, you wouldn't do it all at once. And you'd say the course didn't work. Now, with the advent of this social media and the internet searches, life as we know it has changed. And we no longer feel the need to earn our stripes. I studied what I'm doing with you and learned the day you must face or force people to take things in steps. You all have been duped by the internet to believe that because you have got a lot of information on something, you can do it. All you're doing is making the internet much too important in your life. Just because you know it, or just because you read how Willie Mays was able to become the Say Hey Kid does not mean he didn't go through the steps to become that iconic legend. He didn't read about how to hit or field or ball. I'm sure he read some things to help, you know, his understanding of how to be the best at what he did. But he knew to be the best, he had to get out there and prove without trying to prove who the fuck he was. I explain and finalize my program in 3.0 of the course. But rest assured, there are fine-lined reasons I do shit the way I do it. Too much information at once is as dangerous as not having information you need to survive. Plus, I want to win. I know one of the best things I offer is truth. I don't tell you bullshit to get your money. A lot of you are asking for tests. I'm like, can I get something to see what you got? Man, fuck you. This new group of dudes they're even worse than the past groups of dudes. Are you motherfuckers who have benefited from my course checking the dudes you see slipping? You got to remember a big part of the success of my course depends on the same. Each one teach one. For us, it don't mean that we try to teach every motherfucker we see. It means you're supposed to shed the light on whatever you think needs the light shed it on. And I won't hesitate to stop and say some empowering things to some young dudes on the street. Now, it depends on their response as to how far I'm going to go. But checking them is part of my AP. I want respect, and you need to earn it. So I have no problem with letting them hear and see what can make them respect me. This confidence I have, or you get, is to be used. Don't be silly and let confidence use you. This is work you volunteered to do when you sent me money for the course. And if you send money for the course, that's what you're volunteering to do. It's really a big part of having confidence. And there is no part of having confidence you can get that will work. Otherwise, if you don't get confidence, you can't get part of it. Part of it ain't going to work. You need it all to work correctly. You need to do every little thing I suggest to do, because in doing it, you're going to strengthen the confidence you're experiencing now. This is a journey, not a vacation. But a journey that I'm your fucking guide. There's no time limit to gain the experience of being the beneficial qualities of what you've learned. But the more you do the little tedious things, like checking dudes or doing unmanly things, the stronger you'll get in your confidence being part of you, not something you have to call on. It will be you. Now, lately, I've noticed a lot of you motherfuckers sharing my feelings on things, and I just want to let you know I appreciate it. I believe I was one of the fortunate people to buck the odds and live a life of luxury provided by my wits. And at times, it was a struggle. But no matter what, no matter where I get in life, for me, the struggle continues. I know there's 150,000 ways to blow your wallet. But here's a sure one. Don't do shit with your money. And see what that bitch does. A woman would rather pay a lamppost with arms and hands than pay a man who does nothing but fuck his money off. The only thing in your favor is that that woman will give you several chances to show her you're not a damn fool. But after she realizes you and money are not compatible, neither will you and she be. If you really trust the abadabba for what it can bless you with, you'll be able to understand this statement. Now, I've been ho-po, but rich with this abadabba. Because you know what? When a nigga get ho-po, that's because he forgot to shift the second gear. Or maybe you didn't even know how to shift the second gear. The life we lead has taught us how to switch gears at lightning speed. You all need to be able to predict your problems, and that comes from paying attention to your women and your dough. Business is strength. I would think, 2,000 satisfied customers will promote a bunch of you motherfuckers who are insured to believe that it does work. My course works. I have over 2,000 satisfied customers. Now, maybe I should have waited also had two staff verse scores. You know how speaking is, you know, over. But it, I hope it don't, because I don't want to get at that 5,000 mark. I might even wait till I get to 5,003 before I announce that I crossed that threshold. Because I don't want to put no motherfucking jinx on my progress. There is a such thing as those things. Now look, I would like for each and every one of you motherfuckers that's on this show right now to goddamn enroll in Sidewalk University. Let me hip you to this shit for real. Quit getting the little crumbs that you're getting. Can't be satisfied with that shit. And if you are, it's because if you don't know nothing and you learn a little, you didn't got, you know, fed. So, shit. I can see you being happy with this little shit. But I'm saying, don't be. Get at my motherfucking ass. I'm gone.